Hi there, thanks for joining us. It's The Sweet Spot, the Racing Post's weekly golf show with Bruce Millington and Steve Palmer. And it's a packed show today. We will be looking back on that dramatic Open Championship and looking ahead to three tournaments. It would have been four, but we've only got prices for three. So the fourth one, you'll have to wait until Steve's online preview later on. But Steve, how are you feeling? That was an emotional roller coaster on Sweet Spot Live on Sunday. And by the way, thank you very much to everyone who joined us. We had record viewing figures, loads of interaction. It was absolutely brilliant. But sadly for Steve and for all of those of you who followed him in, it didn't quite work out. Cam Smith and Cam Young, just too good on the day. But Steve, Rory didn't actually do much wrong, did he?
No, he said that himself. He didn't do much wrong. He just didn't do much right either. I mean, he hit 36 putts he took on Sunday. He hit every green in regulation. I mean, there was much talk about our friend Dave Alton was talking about minefields and the double bogey coming. There was none of that, was there? There was no serious mistakes. He just did not hole enough putts. Yes, every green in regulation, 36 putts. And then Cameron Smith, the complete opposite. Putter turned into a magic wand, as it often does with him. And a final round 64 to sweep past everybody. He was 10 shots better than Victor Hovland. You know, a lot of people thought Victor Hovland was the big danger to McIlroy on Sunday. 10-shot difference between the pair. And that was all down to how they performed on the greens. Hovland couldn't hole anything. McIlroy couldn't hole anything. Smith holed absolutely everything.
But I mean, how many holes did McIlroy lip out of or, you know, touch? I mean, so many of those putts nearly went in, didn't they? And I knew it would happen, but the amount of people saying he's a bottler and trying to put some stupid narrative on it, I just feel like, I think we said this on the show, the actual tiny little angles that you're right or wrong in terms of your club, your putter head and the relationship it is with the hole, it's minute, isn't it? And you just get one or two of those wrong or one or two of those right and the result's different. We just don't need all this sort of he's a choker. And the one I cannot have is he'll never recover from this. No, he'll never, ever recover from that. Well, he's only got 50 million in the bank, loads of majors under his belt, a family, you know. What do they think? He'll probably come out and win the next one.
Well, the thing is, he said himself that he hit good putts. I mean, the casual golf observer finds it quite hard to get their head around this. But when the player says he hits good putts, they say, what's he talking about? They didn't go in. But, you know, it's a funny old game. You can hit good putts that don't go in. You know, you hit your right lines. You know, it's a very inexact science in that regard. And as you say, a lot of them shaved the hole and didn't go in. So, yeah, it was a solid front-running performance and would have been hailed as that had Cameron Smith not gone absolutely bananas. I mean, he was 6 under par for the back nine. You know, McIlroy was caught by a late charge. I mean, he finished like bloody Frankel, didn't he, to show up on horse racing knowledge. You know, Cam Smith did a Frankel, and then all of a sudden, Rory was in trouble and had to change his tactics and couldn't find an extra gear on the greens.
Of course, we should add that Cameron Young also beat. I mean, that was a very good performance by Cameron Young because he was the leader after the first round. I wouldn't say faltered or wobbled, but didn't quite kick on. But then he played really well on the Sunday. I think he's another guy. He's been in contention in two majors now this year. Not quite got it done, but would you see him as a potential major winner of the future?
Yeah. All I would say is I wouldn't besmirch McIlroy there because he really attacked on that final chip, didn't he? I think he would have tied with Cameron Young.
He just needed
a birdie at the last, but he really had to give that one a go and it went past the hole. But I mean, Cameron Young, certainly, I mean, third in the USPGA, second in the Open. I mean, come on, we have to respect this guy. I mean, we were on him at fancy prices in the USPGA. I don't think we'll get fancy prices anymore because the cat's out of the bag. This man's a solid operator. You know, to go and shoot a 64 on the first day and then on your Open debut and then hang around on the leaderboard all week, you know, he's cool as a cucumber, wouldn't he? I expected him to drop away earlier than he did, and we never did. Keep him on
and
your
of course
side.
We ought also to laud the winner, Cam Smith. It was just a terrific performance, wasn't it? He had to do something special to overcome McIlroy, and boy did he do it.
Yeah. His caddy was interviewed afterwards talking about his balls. He said he's got the biggest balls of them all, you know. And I think he showed that again because, yeah, he knew he had a big chance over those closing holes. I mean, the 17th was the one, wasn't it? That was what impressed me the most.
The
he's in all
down.
Sorts of trouble. Yeah, the up and down. He's in all sorts of trouble there. You need the touch of an angel to get that up and down. And, yeah, he knew when he got it within 10 foot, he was going to hole it. He was so confident on the greens.
To putt it around the bunker just so clever, wasn't it?
Yeah, amazing touch. And he is probably got the best short game in the world, isn't he? I don't think anyone would disagree with that.
But of course, the next morning, there was a sort of, the world of golf was rocked by rumours that, well, I mean, Stenson looks like he is off to live and Smith's certainly leaving the door open. I mean, it appears he wants to crack on and have a go at the FedEx booty, doesn't he? But then he could be off as well. So, you know, we could be reaching, you know, not quite the tipping point, but we could be getting to the point here where so many golfers do defect to the LIV that the DP World Tour and, more importantly, the PGA Tour are just going to have to say, look, there are now three tours and we've got to live with it.
Yeah, it is getting a little bit worrying. Yeah, I think they'll hang around for the FedEx Cup playoffs and then we might see a few more signing on to live after that. But yeah, who knows? But yeah, he didn't like that question in the media conference, did he? Not often you see Cam Smith rear up at a reporter, but that's exactly what happened there, which suggests he probably is going to sign.
Anyone else catch your eye at St Andrews for positive or negative reasons?
I don't know. It's nice to see Victor Hovland back, wasn't it, for three rounds? But yeah, that fragility shown in the past 4 months really showed again on Sunday. I don't know. I mean, the Barracuda was a more interesting one. Did you watch the Barracuda? Did you stay up for that on Sunday night?
Well, the Barracuda was more interesting than the Open.
Yeah,
blimey, I did not stay up for that. No,
In terms of learning about players that you don't know much about. I mean, the most fascinating story of the week, again, I might have overplayed it, is Alex Noren. I don't know whether you were following that. He was first alternate for the Open, played in the Scottish Open, so he's already in Scotland. He's made a decision to fly back for the Barracuda Championship, thinking no one's going to pull out, you know, 150th Open at St Andrews. Yeah, it's a crazy, crazy decision.
And of course, the fine young man pulled out, didn't he?
Fine young man pulled out, and Erik van Rooyen pulled out. So he would have cruised into the field and played at St Andrews and had a decent chance. He plays links golf quite well. So, yeah, he flew over to the Barracuda and then lost the Barracuda by a point.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, but he probably still earned more by finishing second in the Barracuda than he realistically would have got at St Andrews.
There's more to life than money. When he's sitting his grandchildren on his knees, he's not going to tell them about his second place in the Barracuda, is he? So, yeah, if he'd been in the mix in that St Andrews Open, then I think he's made a blunder there. But, yeah, it almost worked out, but I think he'd be disappointed with what happened. But, yeah, Ches Reavie sneaked over the line, a 40-1 chance. Third PGA Tour title, age of 40. And Cam Davis finished sixth. I really enjoyed staying up until 2 o'clock in the morning to watch that one.
It was your tip, of course. So Ches Reavie's grandchildren will be listening to, listening to tales of how he won the Barracuda. I'm sure they'll be absolutely fascinated. Ches Reavie has won three times. Is there a common link there, Steve? Is it a particular type of course? Because he's a kind of deluxe plodder, isn't he, more than anything else?
Yeah, there isn't really. No, Canadian Open. No, there's no clues there. No, we're not going to beat ourselves up about not backing Ches Reavie.
Okay, nor should we linger too long on the Barracuda with so much that did happen in Scotland and is happening this week. So should we look at Hoy?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, three tournaments previewed here and then a fourth online when we get the chance.
Right, the first of them is going to be the Kazoo Classic. I will run through some best prices. Well, these are indicative prices rather than best prices. Always go on and shop around, not just for the best win odds, but also the best each way terms. Always huge variations. But this will give you a clue as to what we're dealing with here, both in terms of the market and the class of the field. Bobby McIntyre, 14-1. Oliver Becker, 20. Roman Langaskis, 20. Thriston the Piston Lawrence is 20. Torbjörn Olsen, 22. Richie Ramsey, 22. Eddie Molinari, 22. And it's 25 bucks. So we're back to kind of standard DP World Tour fare here. It's not the greatest field of all time. Where is this field congregating and what kind of track is it?
Well, for links lovers like yourself, I can see how passionate you were getting about St Andrews on Sunday and rightly so. Hillside Golf Club is a little underrated links beauty in Southport. You know, often in the shadow of its near neighbour, Royal Birkdale, but the Hillside is a quality track, 7,109 yards, par 72, four par fives. They're the easiest holes on the course. Ancient track, been around since 1911, I believe. It's hosted once, the 2019 British Masters. It's got a tough back nine. It's playing firm and fast, as every course in the land is at the moment. You know, the heat wave is really toasting our golf courses.
I got my record drive yesterday on the... on the fifth at Surrey Downs. It just kept going. I was looking around for it and think, where is it? And then Keels just went, oh, it's up there. And I was like, oh, my goodness, I loved it.
Yeah, that's it. Now there's 400-yard drives out there for everyone at the moment. So, yeah, you're going to need a lot of touch on and around the greens.
Okay. There's another question I was going to have. What's the weather going to be like? Is the heat wave set to continue or could we have thunderstorms disrupting things?
No. Heat wave continuing for the Kazoo. Cloudy, though. Cloudy, okay. But light to moderate breezes. Yeah, nothing to worry about, certainly.
How warm is it in Weymouth today, by the way?
I can tell you that right now. It's 29 degrees on the clock in this shed.
That's not too bad, is it?
Yeah, that's not too bad, is it? You know, but it's been reaching 35 occasionally. So, I'm losing a lot of weight, which is, I suppose, is the positive to take from this.
Okay, how many selections have we got for the Kazoo Classic?
Five for the Kazoo.
Righto. Yeah. Lead on with your main fancy.
And the main fancy is the 14-1, which is available about Robert McIntyre, who is in fine spirits. I left the opening the opposite of fine spirits on Sunday, but he certainly didn't. He closed with a 69-68 weekend at the Home of Golf. Loved every minute of his time at St Andrews. His family and friends watching him. He's never missed a cut in a major. Now you have to respect that.
That's amazing, isn't it? That is really incredible. That
people don't realise how hard that is. You know, 10 in a row is fantastic, and I think the Kazoo is a golden opportunity for a second DP World Tour title. He carded four rounds in the 60s to finish tied second in that one piece of course form we've got, the 2019 British Masters. Beaten by only a shot, and you must remember he was a rookie back then. He was outside the world's top 250. So he's returning to a track he clearly likes.
Who won that,
more
Steve?
Experience. Marcus Kinholt won that. Much more experience now, McIntyre. Much more belief. He's the highest ranked player in this field. I think he's the likeliest winner. I think 14-1 is a fair price.
Jolly good. Who else do you like?
Old sweet spot favourite, I'm afraid. I know you're not a huge fan, but I want to give him one last go. It's Romain Langasque at 22-1, who was the amateur champion in 2015 at Carnoustie. He can clearly play links golf. The 2020 Wales Open is the only DP World Tour title thus far. But I think he threatens victory number two this week. He's full of form. Eighth in the British Masters, seventh in the Scandinavian Mix, fifth in the BMW International. I know I followed him off a cliff, but give me one last chance.
Okay. We've got McIntyre. We've got Langasque next.
Another sweet spot favourite, Matty Jordan, 33-1. Keeping the faith. I think Matt Jordan will win a DP World Tour event. He did well to qualify for the Open. He missed the cut by a couple of shots. I think he takes that frustration out on Hillside. We know he loves the track. He had hardly any European Tour experience when he turned up in 2019 for that British Masters. Open with a 63, finished 15th. He's a Wirral lad, playing close to home, knows the track well. He was fifth in the Dunhill Links in 2019 as well. Let's have another go. This is another assignment that's good for Matty Jordan.
Okay, and the fourth tip?
The big price ones, Jens Dantorp. 70-1 is out there for Jens Dantorp, three-time winner on the Challenge Tour. The most recent of them came in May. He's been in fantastic form on the Challenge Tour. Four top fives in his last six tournaments, 10th in his last start. He's a solid all-rounder. I think he's going to float around all week on this leaderboard. He was third in the 2018 Scottish Open on a links course. And the Swede won last time, the aforementioned Marcus Kinholt. And finally, as they used to say on the news. Do they still do that? And finally on the IT news. Not watch the news for a while. Marcus Kinholt, the aforementioned. 66-1 is enough for me. Yeah, former prodigy, brilliant amateur, enjoyed much success on Lynx terrain. He famously won the Lytham Trophy by eight shots. That Lynx comfort showed in the 2019 British Masters. Gutsy victory that, and a tight finish. He's the only course winner in the field. And that's why I can forgive a quiet few months and take a chance on him this week. He's full of ability, he's just lacking a bit of recent form.
Okay. You're also avoiding the news at the moment. I mean, I know we're journalists, so we ought not to, but is it news or is it just a roundup of the worst things that have happened in the world today?
Well, no news is good news, isn't it? Yeah, I mean, all news is bad news, isn't it?
No, you do get some good news, don't you? But, I mean, most of it is just, you end up looking at it and think, well, blimey, what's the point of being here if it's that awful?
I very rarely watch the news and then feel cock-a-hoop.
No, nor do I.
No, no, so,
that's,
I mean,
that's a very good point. In fact, I'm not sure I ever have. Would I ever? I don't know.
You couldn't avoid it completely. What, you've never felt cock-a-hoop?
After watching, I felt cock-a-hoop in life, but not.
I thought you were taking a tragic admission.
No. Thankfully, I'm lucky enough to feel cock-a-hoop quite frequently, but never after watching the news, because anything that makes me cock-a-hoop, like, say, you know, sport going my way, I know about anyway. I don't tune into the news for it, so.
No. You can't completely zone out, could you? Because look, a world war could break out, and you're supposed to get in the bunker or something, or find a bunker, and then you just wander around, and suddenly there's a German comes and shoots your head off. So you have to keep abreast of some things.
I suppose so. Yeah. Let's move seamlessly on to the 3M Open, which is the US Tour event. Here are some indicative.
It wouldn't be a German these days, would it? I apologise. That was a very dated concept.
Yeah. I mean, as Kevin Pullin would say, in any conflict, anything can happen, I suppose. Yes. But yeah, it would be. You'd be a big price to the Germans, wouldn't you, for sure?
Yeah, we like the Germans now. Right, let's press on. Sorry about that.
That's all right. 3M Open, indicative prices. Tony Finau is 14-1. Hideki Matsuyama, 16. Sungjae Im, 18. Davis Riley, 22. Adam Hadwin, 22. Mav McNeely, 22. Sadie Thigala is 22. Cam Davis is 25. Cam Tringale. All these Camerons, honestly, it's the most in vogue name. He's 28, and it's 30 bar. What are you reaching around for?
I'm just trying to adjust the fan, get it a bit more direct. I almost went with Cameron for my son's name, actually, but that was on the list. Yeah, because I had such an infatuation with Cameron Champ at the time.
Where's the 3M Open being played, Steve?
We're at TPC Twin Cities, Blaine, Minnesota, 7,431 yards, par 71, three par fives. It's hosted since 2019. Two of the three winners have been out-and-out bombers, Matt Wolf and Cameron Champ. Generous fairways, large greens, no wind. Give me a powerhouse carrying a hot putter, please.
Righty, and how many have you picked for this?
We got five. So we've got five and five, 25 doubles. Yeah, we know.
Manageable odds package?
Manageable, an attractive odds package.
Okay, good. Right, then kick off with your main hope.
Regular listeners probably think they've got a broken record on here, but Davis Riley is another sweet spot regular as in the staking plan this week. 25-1, surely only a matter of time before this class act lifts a PGA Tour title. He's too good to remain a maiden for much longer. He is so good that his caddy gave up a job on the PGA Tour so he could drop down to the Korn Ferry Tour to caddy for Davis Riley, because he knew the potential was immense. Riley has won twice on the Korn Ferry Tour. He's 25 years of age. PGA Tour rookie this season. Been hammering at the door of that winner's enclosure. Playoff loser in the Valspar in March. Fifth in the Mexico Open. Ninth in the Byron Nelson. 13th in the USPGA. Fourth at Colonial. 13th at Memorial. He's up to 78 in the world. And I think he's still rising. I think he's a potential top 10 player. He's had 3 weeks off. I think that'll do him good. I think he comes in for his Twin Cities debut and wins.
Davis Riley, Steve's headline selection for the 3M Open. Principal danger to Riley?
Cam Davis. We'll keep the faith with Cam Davis. 25-1 this week. Swinging really well. Four top 10s in his last eight starts. Third in the Heritage, seventh at Colonial, eighth in the John Deere, sixth last week. The game is clearly in good order and the course suits. In 2020, he'd missed four cuts in a row prior to coming to the 3M Open, but he finished 12th in the 3M, four rounds in the 60s. And then last year, he confirmed that liking for the course. Final round, 64. An Aussie Cameron who shot a Sunday 64. I think I'll enjoy that this week if an Aussie Cameron shoots a 64. He might be inspired by seeing his pal win the Open on Sunday.
You never know, do you? Okay, who's next?
Cameron Champ has already had a few mentions. He's the defending champion this week, and he's a player that can go from quickly missing cuts to winning trophies. He's that sort of player. He's missed a lot of cuts in his PGA Tour career, but he's won three trophies, and I wouldn't be too worried about the recent failures. He's not played well this summer, but he could easily slip back into his spring form this week. He was 10th in the Masters. He was sixth in the Mexico Open. We know he loves Twin Cities. So, yeah, I'm expecting Champ to bounce back. Certainly worth chancing at 60-1.
Righty-ho, next.
Ricky Fowler, 60-1.
It's been a while since you tipped him, isn't it?
Very much so, John. I think he might get his PGA Tour career back on track this week. I've heard rumours that he's going to join LIV if he fails to finish in the top 1-2-5 of the FedEx Cup standings. He basically wants to qualify for the FedEx Cup playoff or he's off, according
to my sources.
He's
just the sort of capture that Liv should, well, not should, I don't want to start advising them, but would go after, because he's a big name, but not playing well. So he's got that perfect Liv profile, hasn't he?
He has. And he's 129th in the FedEx Cup standings at the moment. So he needs to play well over the next few weeks to get in the playoffs. I think he can win this week and hopefully stay on the PGA Tour forever. There have been signs of life lately. 21st in the Wells Fargo, 23rd in the USPGA, good form, 47th in a high-class Scottish Open last week. He opened with a 64 in his 3M Open debut last year. He couldn't keep it going. I think there's a chance he does keep it going this year, and I want to take the chance of that price.
Okay, and finally,
finale, Chris Gotterup, 50-1, who clearly felt massively uncomfortable about being talked up as the man to beat in the Barbasol Championship. I mean, we tipped him up for that. He was six over par through 12 holes. It was just a bonkers start. He must have been reading all the hype on the internet. But I think the hype is justified. It took him 12 holes to settle down. Then he played his last four holes of round one in 3 under par. And then he shot 67 the next day. So I think he'll have learnt from that. I think he'll settle quicker this time. The potential remains. He's your classic modern pro. Muscles on his muscles. His nickname was Boomer in his college days. Finished fourth in the John Deere Classic. He reminds me a bit of Matt Wolff, who won the 2019 3M. He's got a better swing than Matt Wolff. So, yeah, I think Gutter Up is going to fall in love with this week's assignment.
All right, jolly good. Well, let's hope among those 10 there's some beauties. We've got another tournament to look at next, and it is the Evian Championship. Didn't it used to be the Evian Masters? It's always been a championship.
It's always been a championship, but it's been a major since 2013. Never used to be a major, but it's got that status now.
Where are we? Crans-sur-Sierre for this?
No. We're in the Evian Resort Golf Club in Evian-les-Bains. I love this one.
Yeah, the Tour de France went through there the other week, believe it or not.
It is. It's a lovely little spa town, isn't it, on the shores of Lake Geneva. I've been looking at it. I really want to go to Evian-les-Bains.
Yeah, I've driven through it once.
Have you?
Yeah, lovely. Yeah,
I'd love to practice my French there.
It's a brilliant part of the world, that, for sure. Right then. Anyway, let's get the latest betting. Minji Lee is 9-1. So is Nelly Korda. Lydia Ko, 14. Jin Yong Ko is 16. Atea Titikul is 18. Brooke Henderson, 22. And it's 25 bar. I think I'm right in saying all the cream of the world's female golfers are gathering in France, aren't they, for this?
Oh, all the Paula Creamers of the world are there. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. What's the course details? Do we get course details for this?
Yeah. 6,523 yards, past 71. Been a pretty low scoring venue. But yeah, I'm going to be tuning in just to have a look at Evian-les-Bains. Mm. Où est Evian-les-Bains?
Yeah, it's lovely. It's in the Alps. Gorgeous.
Je voudrais une pomme de terre.
I would like a potato. Okay, yeah. You paid attention in your French lessons, didn't you? How many tips have we got?
Got a D, actually. Got a D in GCSE D. We've only got one. Because I want 25 doubles, and then I want to stick one player in with them to go for the crown jewels. And of course, we mustn't forget the Senior Open Championship will be available online later today, racingpost.com. And then you can have your four folds.
OK, well, we haven't got any prices yet, so we can't tip without prices, obviously. So who's the one and only for the Evian?
It's Minji Lee, who is 9-1 virtually everywhere at the moment. The lady of the moment. She's rocketed up to number 2 in the world rankings. She's bursting with self-belief. Things are going really well for the Lee family. Minji's brother is Minwoo Lee, who made a really solid open debut.
God, I didn't know that. Wow.
Yeah. They're the most magical golfing siblings in the world. Minwoo has got some catching up to do in terms of matching his sister's major tally. Minji is a 2-time major champion now. I don't know if you've been following her progress, but the second of those major wins came in the US Open last month. Have you got something to say? You're scratching your chin.
No, I'm just
like
trying to think. Do I look like this? No. It's very derogatory. I was just trying to think of famous brother and sister professional golfers.
Yeah.
Not many, is there? I don't think there's many.
Nelly
Korda is obviously the daughter of a top tennis player, isn't she?
And sister of Jessica Korda. Yeah. They're quality sisters. But I mean, these two are just, it's not.
Can you think of any, a brother and sister?
It's probably too hot in the shed for me to invest that much brain capacity on it now.
All right, mate. Tell us.
I'll email you after. You can tweet it out to all your followers.
Have you finished with the Minji Lee case, or is there more to add?
Oh, no, I certainly haven't.
All right, go on then.
It's very important to note that the first of those two major wins came in the Evian Championship. That was the tournament that changed everything for Minji Lee. She was a bit of an underachiever. I think it could be similar for Minwoo Lee, because I think when he starts believing in himself properly and wins a proper big tournament, he's going to take off and become like an 8-time major champion. I think Minwoo Lee's that good. And I think Minji Lee has already started on that process. She carded a final round 64. Another Aussie with a final round 64 to throw the cat amongst the pigeons. That got her into an Evian Championship playoff last year. Then she birdied the first extra hole to win her first major. She loves Evian-les-Bains, and she hasn't looked back since that victory there. She won the US Open by 4 shots, then she finished second in the USPGA. Minji is hot.
Okay, let's reiterate the tips. We'll start with the Kazoo Classic.
Robert McIntyre, Romain Langasque, Matty Jordan, Jens Dantorp, and Marcus Kinholt.
The 3M Open.
Davis Riley, Cam Davis, Cameron Champ, Ricky Fowler, Chris Gotterup.
And the Evian Championship.
Minji Lee.
And the Seniors Open, you'll have to wait until later on today and go on to racingpost.com or buy tomorrow's Racing Post newspaper where all Steve's tips will be reiterated in full. We've got all the price boxes with the stats and everything so you can choose where the best value is, loads and loads. Every Wednesday is a must for all golf punters. Okay, Steve, next week, Jack is back. Jack Reeve, I'm going to take a little break, and Jack and you will be previewing the Rocket Mortgage Classic and the Hero Open. Looking forward to that?
Yeah. I am looking forward to that. Yeah, Cam Davis, the champion. Yeah, he plays well this time of year. He likes July.
In the meantime, of course, we've got our big date at Royal Winchester, haven't we?
Royal Winchester, Tomorrow. I'm going to get aggressive on that golf course.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm taking driver off every tee.
Have you done a bit of study? It looks even quite
the par threes. I haven't looked at it. Driver off every tee, even the par threes. I just want to hit golf balls and compress golf balls and let out my Rory McIlroy disappointment.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow, Steve. I look forward to seeing you again on the Sweet Spot in a couple of weeks. In the meantime, if you enjoyed the show, please do hit that thumbs up. Let us know in the comments who your fancies are this week. If you pick a big price winner, give you a shout out. Bet responsibly, have fun, and we will be back next Tuesday for another Sweet Spot.